And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bolo, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
Cadet from the Ministry.
Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Secretary Mildred Murphy holding the fort, or rather, holding the castle.
See, Mr. Lamb, it's a beautiful castle. Oh, you are clever at making things.
Thank you, Mildred.
I always knew you were useful with your hands, but I didn't know you were this good. What kind of castle is it?
Well, it's a medieval castle, Mildred. You know, crusaders and all that.
Oh.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Leonard Brown.
Morning, number one.
Oh. At it again, are you, number two? Making cardboard carnival hats in office hours, eh?
This isn't a cardboard hat, number one. It's a castle.
A castle?
Yes. This is the lookout tower. The piece with top secret on it. And then here's the paravan. This long bit marked for official eyes only. Do you see?
What I don't see are the papers that were in this cardboard file you used to make your castle.
Well, I know where those are.
Oh, good. Where?
I threw them away. You threw them away? But where? Well, they weren't much good without the file to put them in, were they?
Courtly's Satin Leaf Special Mild, now acknowledged as the leading mild cigarette. Made from choice Virginia leaf, specially selected for its satin-smooth texture and light-bodied taste. A smooth smoke for those who prefer a light and mild cigarette. Courtly's Satin Leaf Special Mild. Milder smoking, luxury blend.
Radio aan magdag.
Gebruik extra waspoeier in koue water. Niks was vandag helderder of witter nie.
Verwyster toch met kragbelaai. Rarig, die dinge wat hulle kwytraag. Maar dis waar. Ek gebruik extra in my dubbelbalie. Ek het nog nooit sulke helderheid beleef nie. Kyk net die hende. So wit, prachtig. Met extra is ek so trots op my wasgoed. Probeer dit.
Extra helder, extra wit, extra trots op jou wasgoed.
Niks was vandag helderder of witter nie. Bewys dit met kragbelaaide extra.
By Jove, that castle really is lifelike now I come to look at it properly. You know, I can almost see the defenders pouring scalding water over the parapet to beat off the attackers and... Oh, and speaking of scalding water, Mildred...
Oh, blimey, here we go again.
You wouldn't have any idea what the papers in that file were all about, would you, number two?
Oh, lots of figures and drawings. Nothing important. It looked as if somebody with nothing to do had spent his time doodling.
Yes. Too many people in the civil service with nothing to do these days.
Yes, quite right.
Yeah, now, let's see. What shall we do this morning? I know. Look, I'll be King Richard the Lionheart, all alone in the castle, and you can be a tribe of Saracens attacking me.
What a jolly good idea. Here I come, then. Bang, bang!
No, please, don't be... Oh, really, don't be ridiculous, number two. They didn't have guns in those days.
Oh, I see. How's that? That's an arrow.
Hey, that'll do, yes. All right, here I come. There. Come and get me.
I really think it's time we came to a decision. We've talked the whole thing over thoroughly, and to me the solution seems pretty obvious.
I agree, Minister. Quite.
That's settled, then. I'll take Miss Bentwater, and you can have Miss Bagshot.
Oh, no. No, Minister, I can't agree to that. I need Miss Bentwater. I lean quite heavily on her.
I dare say you're quite a heavy man.
That's... I mean, she's used to my ways. What would I do without her?
Yeah, perhaps you'd do some work.
Work, mister? How can you say work? After Miss Bentwater and I have been at it night after night.
Have you really?
Yes, Minister. We've been up to all hours working on the plans for one of Britain's greatest technological triumphs.
Oh, you mean we're actually getting a new lift in here?
No, no, Minister. I refer to the Canvey Airship Train Link Extension, the biggest concept in British engineering history. An air, ocean, and railway terminal where trains will run aboard ships, where ships will offload onto planes, where planes...
Steady on, Pidgeon. You're getting quite carried away. How long has this been going on?
Oh, years, Minister, years.
Has it?
Yes.
Nobody ever tells me anything.
The whole thing is very hush-hush, Minister. Top secret.
I see. Mm. What stage are you at now?
We are ready to build, but we're taking no chances on a calamity at Canvey.
I see.
We are actually going to build a full-scale fiberglass model, without all the refinements, of course, so that we can spot any flaws.
Mm. Yeah, won't that cost a lot of money?
£2 million, Minister. But well worth it. The action file is with my staff now for a final check before building starts at Snedsfield.
Snedsfield, eh? Why there?
Well, it's right out of the public eye. We don't want anybody to know what we're about yet, do we?
I see. Well, what's the name of this project again, Pitkin?
Canvey Airship Train Link Extension, Minister. Otherwise, C-A-S-T-L-E. Codenamed Castle.
Castle.
I'd better find out how Lennox Brown and Lamb are getting on.
Number two. That was absolute nonsense. I was sheltering behind my broadsword.
Oh, I see. Sheltering behind your broadsword, eh? That sword's getting broader all the time.
The General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown cheating. I mean, speaking.
This is Pitkin here. How's the castle business coming along?
The castle? Oh, yeah,
very well, thank you, Sir Gregory.
All finished?
Oh, yes, just a bit of mopping up to do now, you know.
Good, get the plans along to Snedsfield as soon as you can. The fiberglass people want to start building.
Plans, Sir Gregory?
The castle plans, man. The details are all there, aren't they?
Oh, yes,
I suppose they are, yes. Lamb went into it very thoroughly, yes.
Build exactly as you've got it there. Would 200 acres be enough, do you think?
200 acres? Who?
Oh, yes, plenty, I would say, yes.
We'll get on with it, then. And don't forget to pay a courtesy call to the mayor of Snedsfield, first of all.
Yes, Sir Gregory. Goodbye, Sir Gregory, and please give my very best regards to your old keeper. I mean, Lady Pitkin. Hello, Sir Gregory, hello. Oh, there we seem to have been cut off again.
Number two, how did Sir Gregory know about your cardboard castle?
Well, perhaps he read about it in the staff magazine last month. It was in an article entitled 20 Ways of Getting Rid of Old Cardboard. by Richard Lamb.
Oh, yes, that must be it. Number two, look, I've got news for you. They're going to build your castle in fiberglass on 200 acres in Snedsfield.
Huh? What on earth for?
I don't know, search me. That must have been explaining those papers you threw away when you used the file. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Pass me my helmet, will you? I'm sorry, I mean my bowler. We've got to get along to Snedsfield.
Now, your worship, when these two Whitehall Willies come, you know what to say, don't you?
Aye. As mayor of Snedsfield...
It gives me great pleasure...
It gives me great pleasure...
To welcome you... To our ancient Buddha. That's it, Buddha. You've got it off pat. Once you said that, you leave it to me and I'll do the talking.
You always do. I never get a word in.
Edgeways, aye. No. That reminds me, when you go forward to greet them, walk proper, not sideways like you did last time.
Well, that were only because I put my cocked hat on wrong way round.
Well, get it right this time, your worship.
Well, that'll be them.
Now, aye.
Your worship, this is Mr. Lennox Brown, and this is Mr. Lamb from London.
Oh.
His worship, Mayor Trumbull, and Alderman Crabshaw.
How do you
do? Yeah,
Very nice, thank you.
Right. You had a good journey, did you? That's nice. Had something to eat, too. Thought you would have. Come on, your worship, stop playing with your chain and speak up.
Oh, aye. As Mayor of Snedfield, it gives me a great pleasure to welcome you to our ancient
borough.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As you know, we are here to build the
castle, aye, that's right. Now, if you've got the plans, we've got the contracts all ready for you to sign.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes, the plans. Show them the plans, number two.
Yes, of course. Yes, here they are.
Thank you very much.
Well, you shouldn't have any difficulty following these.
I'm building up 200 acres and trying my glass. Is this all there is?
What more do you need? They're clear enough.
Oh, aye, they're clear enough, but I mean, there's not a lot to go on, is there? I mean, look at this. Bend carefully and fold along the dotted line. I mean, there's some artisans might not follow that. I mean, they're not very bright, some of them, you know.
Well, well, if you people can't handle it,
No, I didn't say that, did I? Now, perhaps if we had a model...
Our Alderman Crabshaw, we don't travel around unprepared. The model, please, number two.
Certainly, number one.
There we are.
Is that it?
Of course. What did you expect?
Well, it's not quite the design we expected, is it, your worship?
No, we had something quite different.
In mind, aye. Here, where do the platforms go?
Platforms? No, we don't call them that. We call them parapets. They're up here.
Up there? Yeah, and the ships.
Ships? He means camels, number two. Ships of the desert, you know.
Oh!
I see. The ships, yes. Well, they come in through the back door here.
I see. Well, look, I'd better hand this lot over to our architects and they'll draw up detailed plans. Now, this is their contract. Just sign here.
Of course, yes. Trumbull and Crabshaw Architects. Relatives?
Well, in a way. And the building contract?
Crabshaw and Trumbull... sound firm, are they?
Oh, very, very. Aren't they, your worship?
Oh, I couldn't be.
Sounder? No. Quantity surveyors?
Quantity surveyors, yes. Trumbull, Crabshaw, and Partners.
All right. Lawyers?
Lawyers. Crabshaw, Trumbull, Trumbull, and Crabshaw.
And every plant hire?
Trum Crab Limited.
Nothing for Crab's Trumb.
Oh, aye. I forgot. They supply the fiberglass. Sign here.
We'll be staying here to supervise the construction, of course. Can you put us up anywhere?
Well, of course we can. I mean, can't we, Your Worship?
Oh, aye. We'll be happy to take you in.
Oh, well, that's splendid, yes. Well, we won't interfere, of course, but I'm sure you'll only be too happy to benefit from my knowledge of this type of construction.
Number one, this is my castle, you know.
Oh, yes, but projects of this kind are my forte, aren't they? Oh, I say, wasn't that good, eh? Castle, fort, you know? Castle, fort, forte.
Aye.
Very clever with that. What's he talking about?
Never mind. Right, gentlemen, would you like to see the site?
Oh, yes, good idea, yes.
We'll go and fetch the mayoral car, then. Come on, your worship.
What do you want me for?
Well, someone's got to push it, haven't they? Oh, now, come on, we've got to go.
Why don't you let someone
here? Oh, by George, number two, isn't it exciting? Before we know where we are, there it will be, standing proudly on 200 acres, Lennox Brown Castle.
Lennox Brown Castle? What do you mean, Lamb Castle?
Oh, nonsense, number two. It needs an editor to ring, not bleat. Anyway, it doesn't matter, because if it turns out a success, you know what it will be called, don't you?
What?
Pitkin Castle.
You call that dinner?
It says here it serves six.
Six? Six what? Fasting fleas, darting dwarfs, hibernating hedgehogs, bloated goldfish.
If advertisers cook up stories, you can make them eat their words.
Huh? Cat's just eaten it.
Report misleading advertising to the Advertising Standards Authority at P.O. Box 10537, Johannesburg 2000, and help us keep advertising honest.
Here is the
the knitting forecast for the whole of South Africa. The buildup of economic clouds will give way to sustained periods of silver lining savings, because every Imbecile Cardomatic double bed knitting machine buyer gets 100 rand free in a Building Society savings account, plus the chance to win one of 10 machines free each month, together with hundreds of super prizes. And the outlook is extremely fashionable for everyone. Silver lining savings, only from Imbecile. Cash in at your Imbecile stockist now.
Hey, Gladys. Eee, that was a smashing do last night, wasn't it? I've never seen so many broken bottles. Eh? When did I do that? I never. Hey, but who with? Him? In the middle of the floor? Eh, well, I'm glad I don't remember anything about it, because he's the last person I choose to do an Apache dance with. What? No, it's still quiet round here. Charlie Brown and Snoopy have been away in Snedsfield for weeks now. I've never seen Sir Gregory looking happier. He even smiled at me in the lift this morning. No, I don't know what they're doing in Snedsfield. It's something oosh-oosh. There's been nothing about it in the papers, you know.
Lennox Brown, I'm from the Snedsfield Snooper. Could you tell me something about this project of yours?
Well, taking everything into consideration and viewing it from all angles, no.
Oh. Thank you. May I quote you on that?
Well, I'd rather keep my name out of the papers, if you don't mind. But if you do have to use it, it's Lennox Brown, capital LENNOX, hyphen capital BROWN.
Yeah, no. And what may I say about your colleague, Mr. Lamb?
We're just good friends.
What exactly is it you're building here?
Well, it's a sort of, building, I suppose you'd call it.
Really? Most informative. And when will it be completed?
When it's finished.
You've been more than helpful, Mr. Lennox Brown. You won't give all this to the other papers, will you?
You may rely on me.
Thank you. Now, what is the cost of this, structure?
No comment.
How many people are involved?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Is it of tremendous national importance?
My lips are sealed.
Who is the brain behind it?
Mine. Roland, capital L-E-N-N.
Thank you. I have that, dear. Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lennox Brown. This will make a fascinating story.
I shall deny everything and goodbye.
Goodbye. And thank you again for your cooperation.
Who was that, number one?
Oh, a reporter.
Well, I hope you didn't tell him anything. Sir Gregory said we had to keep it very hush-hush.
Don't worry, number two. He hasn't any idea what it's all about.
Hey, by the way, Mr. Lennox Brown, it's a rotten castle. The walls aren't high enough.
Ah, Miss Bentwater, you got that call through to Lennox Brown yet? That's good, girl. Now, what have you got on? I say, have you really? I'd better take a look and give you a hand with it. Hey, Pitkin, now.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory.
Ah, Lennox Brown. Everything going well out there?
Oh, very well, Sir Gregory. We'll be finished this weekend.
Splendid. I'd better come up on Sunday night. Well, change that, Lennox Brown. I'll be there on Monday morning. I'll bring a few bigwigs with me, and I want you to arrange a really spectacular opening. Have you got that?
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory. We're working on it now.
Well done. And nothing has leaked to the press, has it?
No,
that's good. I like keeping our affair secret as long as possible.
What was that, Sir Gregory?
Oh, nothing. Just a bad line. Carry on with the good work, then, Lennox Brown. I'll see you on Monday. Goodbye. You know, it's amazing. They actually seem to be doing things right for once.
Whoa,
150 crusaders. Right, next.
2,000 Saracen tribesmen.
2,000 Saracen tribesmen. Hang on, I'll have to ask the chief seamstress about this.
No.
Come on, Lord. We need your expert advice on this.
Well,
you still got them night dresses we used in our production of the desert show?
Yes, I've got all of them but one.
What happened to that one, you careless old flea bag?
You've been wearing it ever since.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, about props, I need several thousand swords, shields, 150 suits of armor, pots full of boiling lead, and about 500 camels. I think they had camels to ride about on.
By next Monday?
Sunday would be better.
500 camels?
Well, 450 would do.
We might have to, improvise a bit there, you know. Yes. That's all right with you.
Yes, that's perfectly understandable under the circumstances. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to attend another meeting with Mr. Lennox Brown and the pageant director. Goodbye.
Cheerio, mate.
Goodbye. He did say 500 camels, didn't he, Amber?
That's right, Lowell, yes.
Yes, well, where are we going to get them from?
Your sewing machine, Lowell.
Hey?
What you do is you just make me 500 humps. We'll attach them to the horses I'm going to hire.
Ah, yes, come in, number two. I'd like you to meet our pageant director, Mr.
Rambusar Hari Bhai Unilavi Mukherjee. At your servicing.
How do you do? Now, you know what's in our minds, do you, Mr. Mukherjee?
Oh, my golly goodness, no. I'm not by the way of being a thicky, spiky, mind-entering and reading wala. No. I am being number one top-class first-grade showing man.
Now, what we're after is a spectacle.
Oh, here, be taking my seeing eyeglass.
No, a spectacle.
Well, it'll only be taking one glass.
No. We want a show with a lot of movement, you know, charging hordes and the thunder of battle.
Oh, you're meaning like the demonstrating wallahs and the policing men by Notting Hill Gate, hmm?
No. Not really, no. Listen, it's an attack on a castle, you see, with the crusaders outnumbering but defending desperately against hordes of screaming Saracen tribesmen.
By golly, this is one mightily exciting story, what you're telling. How's it being ending?
Well, that is for you to work out, Mr. Mukherjee. Can you do it?
Oh, yes. Be leaving it to Rambasad Haribai Punila V. Mukherjee. I'm going to be working it out all by my head. Mm. Goodly by, and may the bluebird of happiness be flying over your head, but not be attacking your castle.
This is nonsense, Lennox Brown. Why can't we see Castle working in daylight instead of sitting up here on a hillside in the dark?
I quite agree, Pitkin. What's the idea, Lennox Brown?
Well, you see, everything's so much better up here, Minister. A panoramic view, you know. Just wait till the searchlights come on and then you'll see.
I hope I can see the trains coming in, that's all.
Number one. Did he say train? I think he means the camel trains, number two. Ah, here they are. They're starting.
What's this, Pitkin? Don't tell me it's passengers protesting about another train strike.
Good heavens. Look, the railwaymen are fighting back.
This is terrible. Lennox Brown, do something.
I don't think you've quite got the facts of this, Minister, but those men aren't railwaymen. They're crusaders.
You've got no right to be on our railway station.
But it isn't a railway station, Minister. It's a castle.
We know that, you fool. Castle can be airship train link extension, and it's been wrecked. I want you to stop that riot down there at once, Lennox Brown. You hear me? At once.
Stop it, but it's hardly started.
Blithering, blundering, moronic, cretinous clowns. Are you trying to discredit me, ruin me?
Now he mentions it, it's not a bad idea, number one.
Mine! How anyone in their right minds could mix up castle with castle is totally beyond me. You spent £2 million of public money on a nonsensical, childish extravaganza.
What a tourist attraction, Sir Gregory.
It was a tourist attraction, you fool. We want a full-scale model of the Canby Airship Train Link Extension. And that's going to cost another £2 million. I tell you, don't interrupt when I'm shouting at my staff. Oh, hello, Minister. How nice to hear from you. What? It is. They can't. We won't. I see. Thank you, Minister. Goodbye.
Bad news, Sir Gregory?
The Canby Link extension has been scrapped as impractical.
Oh. Well, that's good, Sir Gregory. Then you won't have to spend £2 million on another model.
Wait a minute. It's just come to me. I've had a brilliant idea. It came to me in a flash. We'll make that castle of yours at Snedsfield a big tourist attraction.
I'll tell you what.
Don't interrupt me. We'll publicize it all over the world. The Crusades come to Snedsfield. I want 1,000 camels, 5,000 screaming tribesmen, a handful of them battle crusaders. What a spectacle. The only thing is, it needs a bigger ending.
Well, yes, I suggested that to the pageant director last night, Sir Greg, and he said he'd work one out and put the show on again tonight.
Oh, splendid, yes. Well, get Miss Murphy to invite every member of the cabinet along. And by George, I've just had another brilliant idea. The castle needs a name.
Don't tell us, Sir Gregory.
Let us guess.
Well, what?
Pitkin Castle.
British Airways Ransaver Holiday Price Victory. Stay in a central London hotel for only 14 rand a night. See the latest show in London's West End. Tour the magnificent British countryside with Britain Car Hire from only 18 rand a day. Stay in a traditional country inn. Hire a camper van or captain a motor cruiser on the Thames. Choose your dream holiday the British Airways Ransaver way. Get the Ransaver brochure from your travel agent or British Airways sales shop now.
Wonderful, Lennox Brown. Wonderful. American tourists will lap this up. Congratulations, my boy.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory. Well, it was just an idea, you know.
Yes, mine.
Hello. Now, what's happening? They're all pushing off. Those tribesmen are supposed to be dead. They can't just get up and run off like that. And the Crusaders are going with them. What's happened to the smash ending we're supposed to be having?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Sir Gregory. The pageant director promised me that the ending would go with a bang.
Number one, he's blown it up.
£2 million. Got up in smoke.
Oh, my goodness. Come, I'm not promising you a mighty fine ending. Rampas at Harry by his Punilavi Mukherjee strikes again.
No, Sir Gregory, please don't say something that you might regret.
Lennox Brown, Lamb, this time you really have done it. There's only one thing for you. Tomorrow you'll be on your way. I'll see to it personally.
On our way? Where, Sir Gregory?
You're going on a private crusade, Lennox Brown. Just the two of you. All the way to Ballymacken.
All lit up as the men from the ministry tonight for John Simpson and Roger Service. Putting the lighties out with Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Mee, and Frank Graham and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.